I am very happy to announce that Art About Town is back. That's right. If you're wondering what exhibitions are on in Sydney at the moment, don't touch that dial. We've got you covered because Barker, The Forgotten River, is on now at the Australian Museum. It's a new First Nations exhibition looking at the river system known as the Darling. It is developed by two artists, Bakanji elder Uncle Badger Bates and Sydney-based artist Justine Muller, along with the Bakanji community. Justine Muller joins us now. Justine, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me. Lovely to be here.
How did you first become acquainted with Uncle Badger Bates and the whole Bakanji Massif?
Well, I'm actually, like you said, I'm Sydney-based, so I grew up in Woolloomooloo. I spent my childhood in the city, but I went out that way to do a painting trip to go out and be inspired by the landscape, and my car broke down, and I began... It's true.
It's a story as old as time.
Ended up with a blue heeler dog and amazing friendships, and got adopted by this incredible community, and I was invited to return and to go back and collaborate with Uncle Badger Bates, and I did that over a three-year period. So it's an exhibition that was made over time, which I think is really important. I'm non-Indigenous, so when working with First Nations people, you know, time is a really important thing. They want to see that you're really willing to sit down and to listen and to take your time to be there and to understand country and understand their ways. So I did that, and it was life-changing. Not only did we make this incredible exhibition together, but it also really changed the direction of my life. And I wouldn't change it. It's been an amazing experience.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And the Barker is obviously, it's much more than a river. It means so much more to the Bakanji community.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the way they feel about the river, I think you would find that echoed all over the world. Rivers are so important to this planet and to the First Nations people. I mean, also, Uncle Badger talks about that a lot. Also, not just the First Nations people, but, you know, there are farmers that have been living out there for generations now, and they also have strong connections to those riverways, and they're important to them as well. But in particular with this exhibition, because I lived on the banks of the Barker with the Bakanji people in a town called Wulkanya, I really spent a lot of time learning and understanding what that waterway meant to them. And for them, it's their lifeblood. It's their mother. It's where they go to teach their children culture. It's their food bowl. It's really everything to them. So when the river becomes sick, it really has a direct impact on the well-being of the people themselves.
How is the Barker looking at the moment? Wanting to know the wellness of the river.
Well, the problem is it's these extremes, right? So, and we make these excuses and say that it's climate change, and, you know, these events are just part of the way this country is, but not on this scale and not from one extreme to the other like that. So I was out there when the river was completely dry for 3 years, which was absolutely heartbreaking. You know, there were nothing but pools of blue-green algae. And although these people have been living on that river system for 60,000 years and drinking it, fresh water, and using that water, you know, that people rely on that water for drinking and for washing as well, which people, I think, in the city, we forget about that because we turn on a tap and water just comes out. But out there, you know, that's really something that they rely on to live every day. And kids are getting rashes out there. And, you know, when I was out there with my dog, people were scared to let my dog near the water because they didn't want him to drink it because he could get sick. But, you know, this is people's resource as well. So and then of course we've had these floods, which is the other extreme, this mass fish kill where we've had 20 million fish die in that river. So I spoke to an auntie out there yesterday, and she's actually in Wulkanya at the moment, but she lives down in Menindee where that fish kill is, but she's staying in Wulkanya because obviously she doesn't want to be down there until the water's cleaned up after that massive fish kill. But even in Wulkanya, I asked her what the Barker, so we know it as the Darling River, but now the traditional name is the Barker, so you'll hear it being referred to as the Darling Barker. So I asked her how the Darling Barker was, and she said you can already start to see riverbanks again. So we're already starting to go back towards the other extreme, and she said by Christmas she believes there'll be no water again, which is just heartbreaking.
Is there anything people can do to sort of show their support for the Barker and get involved? I know that they can sort of support organisations, wonderful organisations like Wilcannia River Radio, who are doing lots
Absolutely.
Of good stuff out there. But is there sort of anything else that they can get involved with?
Yeah, well, I mean, a wonderful thing if you're in Sydney, especially if you have kids or friends, you know, go along and go to the exhibition itself, because we've really taken the time to try to amplify those voices that aren't getting heard back in the city. So when you go into the exhibition, there's beautiful prints by Uncle Badger and carved mussel shells that talk about the food chain that's dependent on that river. Myself, I really wanted to involve the community in it. So one of the things that I'm proud that I was able to help bring to Sydney is I painted the portraits on old mission tin of all the different family representations there. And you can stand in front of those tins and you can actually listen. I recorded the voices of the people telling their stories of what that river was like when it was healthy and what it's like now. And so I think art has a different way of connecting to people. You know, we're being bombarded with all these facts at the moment, but when you go into an exhibition like that, it makes you kind of slow down. And I think hopefully if we've done it right, it can connect you in a different way, like make you feel really, I want you to feel what those people out there are feeling. And hopefully when you go to the exhibition, that will motivate you to want to take action and to want to inform yourself better about what's happening. I think kind of like a canary in a coal mine out there. You know, we think it's out there, but this is a warning sign to everyone, because we all need water and we're all connected to this earth and we're all connected to each other. So I think maybe people can write to the water minister or to their local MP and say how much they care about these river systems and how important they are to them. And of course we all have the right to vote. So when voting comes around, have a look at who the politicians are that are actually standing up for the people out in the bush and doing stuff for the environment.
Excellent. So there's not sort of only just multidisciplinary art happening at this exhibition, it's also educational and could expand one's mind where they're there and more caring about the world around them. Before I let you go, presumably this exhibition taking place means a lot to both yourself, Uncle Badger Bates, and the Bukanji community.
Oh, it does, and we're really thrilled to bring it to Sydney. It's been touring the country for 4 years, and I'll say it's been touring really on the backs of people that care. We haven't had any funding to take this around the country. So every time people have seen it, we've had someone else reach out and want to take it, and then it's been really an ongoing community effort from everyone that cares about this river to keep it going and to finally bring it to Sydney, to my hometown. And to bring it to such big audiences is really fantastic, and we hope it can make a difference.
That's Barker the Forgotten River on now at the Australian Museum. You've got a song to play for us today.
Yeah, so a lovely Barkindji man called Leroy Johnson, who lived out in Wilcannia, and he also manages Mudurwinji National Park. He's also a musician, and he's recently recorded a song about the latest fish kill. It's all recorded in language. It's the first time he's recorded a song purely in language. And the bony brim is his totem. So for him, that fish kill was particularly heartbreaking. And this is him singing about that.
All right. Hopefully this is going to work. Justine Muller, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Namba Boka. boca. Namba boca. Namba boca.
This is Leroy Johnson with Namba Buka, a song spoken in language about the fish kill on the Barker River. Barker, the Forgotten River, an exhibition developed by Uncle Badger Bates and Justine Muller, is on now at the Australian Museum. We thank Justine for appearing on today's 2SER Breakfast program as part of our Art About Town segment. Willie Russo will return to run that one, but hopefully I did an all right job in Willie's absence.